2.
Hi, everybody. This is Beth. Thank you for joining us today on this special broadcast of the Mark Huber telecall. I just wanted to come on and give everybody a brief update about Mark. And Marita and Tara and Rama are here with me also.
Greetings.
I was hoping we could have a little update, maybe, from Tara and Rama.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, Lord Rama, go.
Oh, well, the latest of what I've been hearing from Jack Rice out there, along with Tom the Ring-Tailed Cat, is that Jack Rice has been in Afghanistan for the last week from Air America Radio, and he is ex-CIA. And he just said, Mr. Obama, 30, 40,000 troops? No way. Sir, no sir. I will not give an unlawful order to kill innocent men, women, and children.
Okay, now, in addition to that, let's look at something that I believe the White Knights mitigated the situation. Remember those three words that Barack gave in his final speech in Copenhagen? He said there are three things that need to be acted upon, and since we've had enough talk, these are the three things: mitigation, transparency, and financing. And the first mitigation, I believe, was the snowstorm, everyone. It's locked out all five of the cities in the West that are connected on the same meridian to Glastonbury, England, which the dark side was trying to use for their own evil intentions. Mm-hmm. So what do we, there's no planes in, no planes out for how long now? For a couple of days. And it's going from Washington, D.C., the first one, and then straight as an arrow up to Baltimore, Maryland, straight as an arrow up to Philadelphia, straight as an arrow up to New York City, Ground Zero, straight as an arrow up to Boston, and straight up in the arrow into Glastonbury, England. Now the light has possession of that. And Barack Obama, we heard this morning, he may be going to Hawaii, 19.45 degrees, and sit there and let these guys get arrested. That's what I think the snowstorm was. They got locked down. And now we've got a million U.S. soldiers all over the United States. We've got a domestic martial law coming from the White Knights and from Lady Master Nada. And she also ordered up eight plane loads. Somewhere in and around 35,000-40,000 good people coming from the world court, along with a whole bunch of Interpol here, so that our soldiers can round them up, and then they can hand them over to Interpol, and Interpol can say, just like Ashtar and the Road and Father said last Tuesday, now everybody say bye-bye. Bye. Have a good journey, bon voyage, to The Hague. I'm just telling you, tomorrow is the winter solstice, and I leave nothing to oversight or undersight. So I pass the talking stick.
Well, I want to add something. I have been thinking about, everybody has been asking me, why does it matter if we pass health care, if we have the galactic healing techniques and the technology? Why doesn't the ships just come and provide everything for us and let's get this over with? And the truth is that all of this illusion that we're worried about, passing these laws and being under these constraints, is all self-created, and we have to heal it ourselves. We have to acknowledge that it doesn't exist and that we are the ones dissolving it from inside the matrix. And so we know that the healthcare bill has problems, and it's not written in any way that will help anybody, but it doesn't matter. The reason President Obama needs that passed right now is because once it's passed, there will be immediate medical attention to those who need immediate medical attention. Not only that, once it's passed, we can write an amendment to the bill that will be a single-payer bill, just like it's always needed to be. But this is the one thing we're not thinking about. First, we pass the bill. Now they're on a lockdown, like Tara was just saying. They can't come and they can't go. Then we passed the bill tonight at 1 a.m. on Sunday night. Then they will get arrested. They can't go anywhere. Then once we have the bill passed, we write an amendment and make it the bill we want because all the dark ones will be gone and they won't be able to stop it. And then once we have arrests, that's when it's possible to have announcements, to have decloakings and then announcements. And we saw that $14 billion was seized by the federal government with bank shutdowns on Friday, and those are just the ones that they're reporting. And I feel that it's very important that they not disclose all the information about the Fed being dissolved since the 15th to the public, because there would be a run on the banks and too much chaos. And so some of what I'm saying is speculation, but it certainly does add another angle of the potentials of what's going on. And, Rama, you may want to comment on that. I don't know.
I do.
Oh, please.
I wanted to throw something else in here. Remember that Mark was the one that said on the 15th, that things were going to be in place for the public to know on the 15th. And you just said something very, very important. The public knows only as the public has done their own homework. That's what you said. You said, don't put it back like that. You leave it covered where that spot can't be showing. Okay, honey? Okay, so the public, the informed public. Let's add a word. Okay. In other words, it says in the Constitution that the polity is required to become informed intelligence citizens. And if they can't find it out because the media is not telling it, they are obligated to suss out the truth. And that is what the polity has not done. I'm not blaming. What I'm saying is that when the polity decided to go with a illusion, and the polity really went with the first illusion right at the end of 79 into 80, when they flooded everybody and said, here, come get your credit card. Credit cards. I mean, I remember co-students, you know, I was, you know, doing university work, and teachers and co-students, and they were all in saying, hey, I'm getting four offers in the mail every day or phone calls. They want to give me 10 credit cards. How about it? You going to do it, Tara? Okay. That was the first crack where the cosmic demons came in and took over and programmed us to say, it's okay. You're the best people on earth. You're the United States citizenship. Don't you deserve a break? Well, yes, and you know what? The laws of nature don't stop because some man-made idea gets put into the polity. So what happened? We shut down our hearts. We shut down our sensibilities. And we said, well, everything's fine. We can live a little bit higher on the hog. I'll pay for it next week, or maybe I'll just let it go for a while and I'll pay for it next month until I get paid. Or if I lost a job, well, I need to buy things. I need to pay the rent, so I might as well keep doing it. We got ourselves in a real big noose. And really, the only people that were enabled to actually do that system were people who paid the bill every single month and never got it carried over. And that means never. And they made sure that they were going to have the money before they spent it. And it was only maybe 3 days until their check came in. In other words, nobody who didn't do that made it through the system one way or another.
Another word for it, it's called kiting checks and playing around.
Well, that's just a game you can do. It's not the same thing as
no.
What you're doing until you do get that idea. Oh, I can kick up I can take money from this account, from this bank, and I can put that money in this other bank so that they don't mess around with me there. And then when the other bank is needing it, then I can go get another bank account and put it there. And you never really have the money.
You don't get caught up.
And what these guys did is they elaborated on that some, and they started hedge funding. Mm-hmm. And they were already doing hedge funding since 1949, everybody. That's a heck of a long time head start. And again, what happened in 1949? They secured the Mossad over the United States, controlling it, because the Mossad was the intelligence of Israel, and Israel became the 51st state of the Union in 1949. And we had Henry Kissinger sitting happy. He said, oh good, my paperclip operation has all the Nazis back in here. And now they took over. And the Nazis back in here and the Nazis over there in Israel are the same Nazis. They're the same ones as the Vatican. They had us in the noose from the get-go. And when they took us out financially, what did they do? And this was planned. They went to Russia. And they made a decision to literally take Russia's ruble out and use it as a facade, as the underbelly of that was the Cold War that never ended, called the Fourth Reich, that nobody was supposed to know about, that was going on right up underneath our noses. Henry Heinz Kissinger. And now, I mean, we just got the word that he's arrested, and he's somewhere between here and Interpol's little happy cells taking him over there to his little cell. And this has been the most widely extradited one single human being on earth for all the war crimes in Pinochet's war against the people south of the border. And what did Arundhati Roy say at the closing speech of 100,000 present in South America, in Puerto Vallarta, Brazil? And she said, it's time to take the baby killers and bring them to justice. And that if you're quiet and you listen to the silence, you can hear Mother's heart beat. And when we listened to Barack Obama's secret speech, he had the heartbeat, the vibration of that 440 on the scale heartbeat playing in the background for 1 minute and 41 seconds or something. If you think for 1 minute that this is not a master in a body who has trained for this, with the, you might say, under the wing of El Moria for 1,000 years. Think again, everyone. And this is our test. We must take that mobilization of politics actions that Tom Hartman keeps saying.
Tag, you're it.
Tag, you're it. And you just said it at the beginning by introducing us to the what a concept. The Galactics have done everything, and they would be remiss not to provide space for the people to finish the job. So on the 15th, believe you me, everyone that was listening with their spiritual ears knew that on the 15th that the people knew too. They may not have heard words, but they heard it. They heard Mother Sekhmet's heartbeat change, and they knew that those federal agents were no longer in power. And what they knew it from which angle? From the angle that literally we have been in a war that is not a war. We have been covering for a machine. And that was the beauty when we played that one piece on Bill Moyers yesterday. There were two positions being taken, and there was a debate. And Matt Taibbi was the strong position of Nasara, and the other gentleman was a position as if Nasara didn't exist. And what could we do not thinking that that was an option? Well, what did Matt Taibbi say right off the bat? He said, what killed the bill? And the other guy looks in alarm. And he says, what we need to get a bill, even if it's not a good bill, in the door. And then we can deal with this later.
Right.
And that's then right. What else did the Matt Taibbi said? Matt Taibbi said, forget it. Forget it. Why? Because he said it won't be for 6 years that you can actually change the bill after it passed. And so you saw the gap, and then Patty got on the phone and she was saying, I'm surprised, Tara, that you're actually advocating that the bill get passed. And she didn't comprehend that why I was playing this was for people to see the difference between faction 2 consciousness and faction 3 consciousness. And that's, you know, Chris Story is faction 2. Even Benjamin Fulford is faction 2, but he's a good guy. He's got faction 2 and faction 3 blending. Yet there's a few other faction 2s. The whole faction 2 that is considered those people who are the black farmers under the farm claims, where the black farmers, why were they calling them the black farmers? We had to go back to law. We had to go back to case law. In other words, there was no case law about white farmers. Mm-hmm. There was only case law about black farmers, and it only came to be when Abraham Lincoln came in as a black man. And Abraham Lincoln was being used by his father, who was a member of the Rothschild clan. And his mother was a Collins, 13 family Collins person. And they staged 2 or 3 different lies about his death. They staged it. They did the same thing now. Do you think we've just got cloning under Hitler? We've had cloning for 13,000 years lately, everybody. That's just lately. And Johnny come lately, not studying history. I know a lot of people are saying all they want to do is be in present time. Yet you must understand that in order to be in present time, you have to heal the timeline of the past.
Bless you. Tara, I'm not trying to change the topic. I'm sorry. I have to leave in about 2 minutes, and I want to make an announcement if that's okay.
Yes, please do.
Okay, everybody, we came on just to make some brief announcements today because Mark Huber couldn't be here for the call, and BBS Radio was ever generous, and they offered for no charge to replay last Sunday's call, which has Mother Sekhmet and a lot of information about the Stargate. And so we want to stick with our agreement with them and not have them be, manning an entire call. So we're going to finish our announcements, and then we're going to go back to the rebroadcast. And we're very grateful to BBS Radio for making that concession, which they did because Mark was unable to come to the call. So as I said on the internet last night, Mark has been in the hospital. And I just want to let you know that I spoke with them today, and he is doing better and better, and we're expecting him to be discharged to home any minute now. And thank you so much, everybody. I literally received a couple of hundred emails and comments from people sending their light and love, and all of your comments are very, very much appreciated. It helps us to feel so supported and loved. And I wanted to let you know that there's a big happening tomorrow, which is the solstice and one of the portal openings. And later tonight, I will be putting a new meditation up on galacticroundtable.com, and I hope you will join me in that tomorrow. And I'm sorry to be so brief, but I have to scoot out of here. And we're going to let BBS Radio go ahead with the repeat broadcast and thank them again. Tara and Rama, if you have anything to say in closing, Marita, Angel Sue, that would be wonderful. And I thank everybody for joining us here today, and thank you, BBS Radio, for making this possible. Everybody have a great night, and I will update you on the computer tonight. And thank you, everybody.
Okay, we're back. Everybody's ringing on every phone besides this one, not realizing what's going on this one. So I'm hoping now that everybody's got the answer and you can help your friends who call you. And I just want to make one more of these positive comments because Magic Mary called me this morning. Is everything okay? Okay, and Magic, okay, so, and then she told me that Ruth Drury, our sister Ruth Drury, our I Am Sanctuary sister, who has direct contact with Saint Germain, and Ruth Drury told Magic Mary that Mark is going to get 100% better, and he's going to be better than he was before, and he said that's definitive. And he said, the thing is, it's up to us now to help. And help means doing what we're doing because we are Mark's family. And I want you to understand that this was not just a physical situation. This was a spiritual healing. I want you to understand that when people are microchipped, that they die if you try to take the chip out. And it's every time. So Mark defied gravity. And he got out of his body at least 90%, and he literally got that chip out with the help of Michael, Metatron, Mother, and Maitreya. And Lady Master Beth was the conduit, being the fact that she has been his mother in this lifetime, returned, which was the original healing that he needed. He came up against the worst odds, and he lost his mom, and he had a not understanding father who basically could not suppress the feeling that Mark was the cause of his loved one's death. And that's how he raised Mark. And Mark came to heal that. And Mark healed it only when he could get that implant out. And he could never have done it unless we, his family, were back together with him and his mother was back together with him as a spiritual guide, as she was the entire time of his lifetime as Khatumi Thutmose III. That means he was the only one that could do this. When you take it at that highest level, you understand what kind of mastery that involves to actually succeed and not die first, and take the risk and make sure that he gets his mission complete for his own healing and therefore for the whole family's healing at once. That's what's going on, everyone, and we're participating. And this is the same exact reflection of what we're doing to heal the entire planet. When you heal one, you heal everyone. Are we ready? Time for galactic liftoff. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the Ashtar Command on the ground, and we volunteered. And no one in this lifetime didn't volunteer. That means the good, the bad, and the ugly, meaning that the pain is too great, even for the ugly, not to expose themselves. They were basically trying to expose themselves all along. And basically, we were trying to get the people to get over polarity and go fight and kill everything and actually teach them how to love. Jenny Logan, teach me how to love. That's all that George Bush Jr., Sr., and everybody else from Darth Vader on up was trying to ask us. And we need to have this opportunity to do the final step. Like I said earlier, the Ashtar Command would be remiss not to pass the baton to us to take us through the final step. Then this was all for naught. We came here to voice, to find our voice. I think we have. Thank you, Mark, for showing us the way. And I love you, Beth and Mark. And remember, I also want to put this out that Carolyn Jones, she belongs to a very spiritual group of shaman people that I think they've been meeting for a good 13 years. Good number, everybody. And this is a part of the family, too, the family of man, and they're using higher spiritual circle energy. And what Carolyn is saying is that whatever your wish is, Beth, whatever Mark's wishes right now, the two of you have basically saved the world. And so this shaman group is asking both of you to really put it to you. What do you wish for? Both for your healing, Beth, and for Mark's healing. And please, just pull it off. That's ridiculous. Okay, I'm sorry, everyone. What we're saying now is that let's hold our family in a spiritual circle. This is Monday night. And Beth, and you can communicate with Mark and let yourself give what your dream is for your own healing. And since we already know that every one of us healing is dependent on all of us healing. So I'm just saying the two of you now, you're really, you might say you're both five in the sense that the innocent child came back to Mark when that implant went out. There's always been this thing that couldn't get quite to that innocent child. And when you view the world as an innocent child, you're at that place where you're, and in a spiritual life, it's not seven. Pull the plug on that. It's the age of reason is five. That's what's different about us. When we came here, we were at our age of reason at five. And all of a sudden, you know, the world didn't understand us. And the educational system was so far behind that we were just barely able to focus. That's why we all mostly were more prone as ETs to have this what is this called again? DPST, delayed post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Yeah.
We have a post-traumatic stressism from 450 billion year warlike behavior among our brothers and sisters, and we've got a headache, a big headache. And the education system didn't work for us. We moved politics as children all the way growing up. And we got into the place of we want a peace university. And then the internet came out at the same time 30 years ago. I remember because when I was doing the World Symposium, April 7th to 14th in 1979, which was May, June, July, August, September, October, was 6 months before the banking year went into 1992 on October 1st. And we were into a 30-year window where the end game would have to be given back to the people. In other words, from 1979 until now, the Galactics have basically taken over. And they had a ground team called the ACIO, and they were doing things to get in the place to help wake people up. What did we do in the World Symposium for 8 days? We seeded over 500 million non-government organizations for peace around the world, having somewhere between 1 and 2 billion people actively being mobilizers of politics. And we're in the last few weeks of this. And so all of a sudden, about a month ago, Tom Hartman is blaring over free speech TV, tag you're it, get busy. And that's still the order of the day. And it means everybody's final chance to decide to do the mission and not to talk about it, to be the mission, not to just use words and not follow up about it, and to keep a discipline that is good for you from the past and drop all the others. As a matter of fact, Swami Purna said, even drop your spiritual practices from the past because they are tuned to the past. And they don't apply anymore. And open your soul and change the disciplines to meet the times. And that's what we're doing. And the way to change it now is final. That means no habits from the past that have kept you in a cocoon because of the trauma. The trauma of separation from the mother. There's a actual CD. She Who Runs With Wolves. It's a book. I forgot the author's name. Yet she's a native shaman, and she also put a CD with it, and it's called The Stone Child. And they say that a child can land on the earth without its mother, and it can find a stone, and it can get the nourishment from his stone spirit guide, as his mother and make it with flying colors. Now think about that, everyone. That's the law of nature and nature's God. And when I said that, we have this meridian with these five cities and they're completely snowed under so that the politician dragons can't get out of there. And so that President Obama can be sanely able to be received as flying somewhere else. While Lady Master Nada, Interpol, and all of her helpers from the World Court are cleaning up on the Eastern Seaboard. What did they do? We said it just earlier. They hijacked the energy from Glastonbury and set it up over here and set up their fascist banking state on these five cities' meridians on that place and thought they could take over the world. And the people had to meet the challenge and say, over my living, active, Moorish body, which means one who follows the science of nature and Mother Nature herself, Mother God. And I pass the talking stick. I hope this was not too long, but I think this is the update we needed today because tomorrow is the final moment. We're going into the
solstice.
Winter solstice. Tonight is the longest night. The longest night.
Shortest day.
Tomorrow we begin spring, if you want to say for all practical purposes.
The return of the sun.
The return of the sun, which takes 72 hours. Okay, tomorrow. What's the date tomorrow?
Watch Zeitgeist Addendum Climatica. This explains it all.
And we all have watched this together for those of us who are just coming new on the radio. So you go to Zeitgeist movie.com to watch Zeitgeist. And then there's something called Zeitgeist Addendum. Where do you go for that one?
Zeitgeistmovement.com.
Unplug this. Unplug it. So what's the other one we go to?
Climatica.com.
No, movement. Where do you go to? Zeitgeist Addendum?
TheZeitgeistMovement.com.
And then for Climatica, you go to a search engine?
Well, you can find it at ZeitgeistMovement.com. That's Peter Joseph's website talking about all of this with Dr. Jacques Fresco and the Venus Project.
So you can find all of that at that. What is it called again? Movement?
TheZeitgeistMovement.com. And Susan Sarandon and her husband, Tim, are involved in this along with Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell and many other wealthy visionaries.
Including Queen Noor, who established Pangea Day every year. I forgot the day, but it's sometime in November.
Yeah.
I think it could be I'm not sure. We'd have to look at that. We actually listened to the first Pangea Day, which was aired in, I don't know, quite a few cities around the globe, and anchored, I believe, in somewhere in Africa. And Goldie Hawn was up on the stage there with Queen Noor. And then we had all our wealthy visionaries coming before there. And what did they do? They got together with all their gold certificates from receiving their Nasara blessings. And they set up all these healing centers all over the earth, especially in third world countries, which were the focus of empire, to literally genetically engineer the human life of people of color off the planet. And if that didn't work, they got AIDS. And if that didn't work, they got a worse form of AIDS. And if that didn't work, then they developed this device, this weapon of mass destruction that was genetic specific to Asian people of color, and they were going to zap and kill 500 million Asian descent people all at once with this push of a button. And that's why we had the Chinese red and green. That's why we have 16 million human beings that are from the Galactic Federation that are not from here on the ground. And what do? They go in and they replace the bodies of what was working for the dark side with themselves. And so they've got an ID, they've got an identity, all of a sudden they become philanthropists. George Soros is a very good example of that. George Soros knows he was killed and turned into a clone in 1997. And he turned into a philanthropist. Why? Because he was basically in his heart not happy with himself. And so when he was killed and cloned, he actually was free. That's what it means. It means, you remember we said if you take an implant out, you die. Well, that's what they did. They took the implant out when they were ready for him, and then he died. And then they replaced it with a clone, and they tried to, you know, reprogram him, and he wasn't so easily reprogrammed. And so what did he do? He became a philanthropist. One of the first actions he did was put $50 million before, what's the name of?
MoveOn.org.
Okay, that's enough. Okay, so God bless us all. And if there's anything that you want to say, Maria, Robert, or anybody else, we should go to the rerun. Anybody?
Well, we'll just remind everyone that we will be here for at least a short time on Christmas Eve on the Stargate Roundtable, and to give you any updates and to share a little bit of the Christmas Eve holiday with you. Rama, I think someone asked if you would give the information again for the Zeitgeist for people to go look up.
Well, the three movies are Zeitgeist, Zeitgeist Addendum, and Kymatica.
Kymatica. That's 5 hours long. That one is a study. And it's really important to know.
And Kymatica explains how we go from a debt-based economy to a resource-based economy based on nature and nature's God and the laws that set that up, in the sense it only takes 7 people to run the country called the United States.
It only takes 7 people to run the world.
Oh, right, right, the planet.
The whole planet. This is what's the difference here. We're getting into a telepathic communication where that's the real thing that works. It works that way because systems are all up now for anti-gravity and for crystal alternatives and for complete rejuvenation chambers where all 12 strands of DNA can be recovered. Literally, that 83-year-old man in, that was 1999, he created a rejuvenation chamber that he got in for 10 minutes. And it saved his life when the CIA came and busted in and hit him with a bullet point blank in the back of his heart, and he lived. He was left for dead by the CIA, and the neighbors came and got him and took him 40 minutes down the road to the hospital. And when there were 5 emergency doctors there, they couldn't believe their eyes because there was a energy that had in his body that literally dissolved the bullet and healed the wound. Just like in Alley, in Steven Spielberg's TV movie. What's that called again? Taken. Exactly like that. And he was sitting up and talking in the car for the last 5 minutes to everybody. And they were all freaked out. And he walked in there by himself.
And this guy's still alive.
And he's in a witness protection program. And he's not being killed like they thought they killed him. They don't even know he's still alive. Isn't that cool? Okay. But this is the miracle of the times we are in. And we are that miracle. And remember, every time you ask a question, you already have the answer. Because we are all-knowing, all-seeing. We are clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient. We have the gift of seeing auras. And we came here to end the proliferation of nuclear holocaust for good on earth as it is in heaven. Selah. We have won. Cast that talking stick. Is that enough? Okay, so you go to zeitgeistmovie.com, Zeitgeist movie.com for the first Zeitgeist movie. You go to Zeitgeist
Movement.com
to see the other two films, Zeitgeist Addendum, A-D-D-E-N-D-U-M, and
Kymatica.
I hope that's enough. We love you.
Ditto, everybody.
Okay, maybe we should pass that on now to hear this. And I think we're all going to be quite amazed to hear this again. This is the last time we got to hear from Mark and Mother. So please stay a bird and re-listen to this. This is going to be, I think, transforming to say the least. Love you, Angel Sue. Love you, Marita Robert. Love you all there at BBS. I heard that. I heard that in the ethers. We love you, too.
Thank you all for being here today, and we will look forward to getting a chance to re-listen to this as BBS has time to feed that into the phone line as well as put it on the radio here for us. So thank all of you, and blessings on your day. We'll see you Thursday.
Aloha, everyone.
Namaste.